Same kind of day.
Yeah. What was the other, another kind of nut, this kind of black oval shape you might find in pralines?
You're glad to help me.
Oh, you find a pralines, you get a candy bar, black joint.
Almond joint. Okay. Yeah, sure, I don't know the title of that candy bar was. almonds, yeah.
Okay, you mentioned the walnut. You know, there is two covers, the soft outer covering and the hard inner covering. You ever have a name for those? What do you call them? The hard inner covering.
I just called payers.
Hard inner covering? The outside of the shell. What do they call this?
Cover the outside of the shell.
Oh,
yes. Like an inside shell or hull or anything different?
Maybe the hull. I'd probably call it, like in the peanut, we have an outside, we call it the shell. Maybe we have the brown skin inside, I'd call it the hull.
Okay.
And then again, if I saw a foul peanut shell, I'd probably say it's peanut hull. So I guess that's not really right either. I mean, is there a name for the inside?
Some people call them. Do them just the opposite from what you did. They're really, I can't find any pattern to it at all.
Yeah, that's what.
You said that, we're talking about, well, the reason a bowl of fruit might go, so you had apples and oranges. A kid might say, well, give me an apple. Well, I can't, say.
Green rose.
Whatever, he says, give me an orange. You might say, I can't, blank off white.
Oranges are all going.
Okay. And talking about vegetables now, the little bitty red things that grow from the ground, you might cut up and put in a salad.
A radish.
Okay. And if you have more than one, you get two
radishes.
And what about the bigger red things that grow on a vine that you might cut up and put in a salad?
Tomatoes.
Okay. Any name for little bitty small ones?
Cherry tomatoes.
Have you ever heard of those called
tomatoes? Just kidding around, they're called tomatoes.
What about the things that you might bake to have with a steak?
Potato.
Okay, what about...
And those called taters also.
A lot of people seriously use Tommy toes instead of cherry tomatoes. They don't have the term cherry tomatoes. They have Tommy toes instead.
Really? I've always said tomatoes in general is Tommy toes. It's just spell, I guess. But
what about the kinds of potato that has yellow meat? That you might...
A sweet potato?
Yeah, any other name for that?
Yam.
Okay. Is that the same thing?
I would think so.
Okay, what about the things that you cut up that make your eyes water?
Onions.
Okay. And what about the little small ones the green ones that grow out there?
Yeah, I think I'm going to call them.
The others. I wouldn't ever
call shallots, spring onions, or green onions.
Green onions, yeah.
What about kind of vegetables you might have? You might put in a gumbo, so kind of about this long and green. You kept to cut it, so it was kind of fuzzy on the outside. You can fry it, boil it.
You cook them separately.
Okra?
Uh-huh. Yeah. If you leave, say you leave an apple or something sitting there on the table, after a while it'll dry up and do what?
Swirl.
Okay.
Swirl.
Yeah, I guess it's fine. What about some kinds of green vegetables, leafy vegetables that you might
lettuce or cabbage. Okay, you want other vegetables like mustards and turnips and collards. Spinach.
People ever eat poke salad or anything down there?
Yeah, I've heard of poke salad. What is that?
Poke wheat is a green. It's wild.
I've heard poke berries.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Poke berries supposed to be corn?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think birds eat and stuff. I don't really know.
Poke salad is supposed to be poisonous. You cook it at a certain time of the year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what I hear. I don't know how true that is. I've had this stuff.
What, you cook it now?
Yeah, it's my collard.